Hey, what's up? This is kind of Louis Vuitton Don, and you're listening to James Hyman. This dude really knows about music, so he's not finna play you none of that bullshit. That is boss tone to play. He finna play that real shit. XFM, holla.
It is an honor to meet, and I'm going to use the word legend here. GQ calls this man in front of me a one-man tidal wave. Rolling Stone compares him to Bill Gates, saying they're both successful college dropouts. Welcome Kanye West to the rinse.
Wow. You know what? I guess I am as successful as Bill Gates, because success isn't just money. Because the feeling when I'm on stage with thousands of crowds, I mean, that's priceless. It's sure. People I'm sure they would trade in millions to have that opportunity to have people screaming their names for the love, not for the money, though.
You've hit an early nail there, actually. You're saying that success, that's it, isn't money. So if you stripped away a hell of a lot of the money, but you're doing what you're doing, you've had a phenomenally successful album, but we took a few noughts off the bank balance, would you still be happy?
Yes.
Good answer. Okay, well, listen, after this interview with Kanye, if anyone doesn't believe this man deserves 5 stars, we're not Vibe magazine, we're going to give you the full 5.
All right, thanks.
You know,
I appreciate that.
Trust me, you're going to like this guy. So you've been on your UK tour. You're just about to do another date tonight after this interview as well.
Mm-hmm.
How's that all been going?
I love it. I mean, I was listening to the album last night, just getting pumped up to do the show out here in the UK, because this is one of the areas that I made my album for. You know, I tried to have like a more smart, sarcastic sense of humor, a lot of more instrumentation, choirs, or orchestration. And for the fans have accepted it here, like all the records from the Brandy record to the Dilated People record to mine. I mean, I just really appreciate that, and I wanted to make sure I did one of my best shows. I hope I do the best show of my life tonight.
You're a serious perfectionist, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, really.
Serious. Respect.
To a flaw.
Incredible. Well, we love you. What we're gonna, I know you've probably talked about this one to death, but we just got to mention it briefly. Through the Wire, obviously you turned a near fatal accident into an absolute global hip hop banger, man. Mm. I mean, kind of, what was your mindset before and after from that whole? Because obviously, you know, my show, people haven't really heard you talk about that, but you don't have to dwell on it. Just a real, you know.
Well, I think the accident made me stronger. You know, it was so many different things I was about to encounter, and I used to pray for God to deliver me from pain, any type of pain, heart pain, physical pain. And after that, I stopped praying for that, because he basically toughened me up for any situation I was going to have to deal with. So if someone was to tell me, I'm going to hit you in the face with a metal bat right now, it wouldn't be the same as it was before the accident. My mouth was broken 50 miles per hour by a steering wheel in 3 places. So I'm not saying I just feel like invincible, but I feel like my life is in God's hands.
Incredible. I mean, it is incredible. And to make a seriously good record out of it as well, sampling Chaka Khan. Did you get any vibe off her from what she thought of it?
Mm-hmm. She liked it. You know, we performed together at the MTV Awards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here it is. Let's play it. And another banger straight after that, Ludacris, Stand Up.
Yeah.
Yo. Yeah. What's up, y'all? This is Kanye West, and this is XFFM.
They can't stop me from rapping, can they? Kenny Hop. I spit it through the wire, man. There's too much stuff on my heart right now, man. I'd gladly risk it all right now. It's a life or death situation, man. Y'all don't really understand how I feel right now, man. It's your boy Kanye Titta. Shottown, what's going on? Yeah, I drink a boost for breakfast, an ensure for dessert. Somebody order pancakes, I just sip the scissor. That right there could drive a sane man berserk. Not to worry, Mr. Ace to the Izzles back to Wizard. How do you console my mom? Or give her light support? Telling her son's on life support. And just imagine how my girl feel. On the plane, scared as hell that a guy looked like Emmett Till. She was with me before the deal, she been trying to be mine. She a Delta, so she been throwing that dynasty sign. No use me trying to be lying, I've been trying to be signed. Trying to be a millionaire, how I use 2 lifelines. In the same hospital where Biggie Smalls died. The doctor said I had blood clots, but I ain't Jamaican, man. Story on MTV, and I ain't trying to make a band. I swear this right here, history in the making, man. I really apologize to everyone right now, if it's unclear at all, man. They got my mouth wired shut for like, I don't know, the doctor said like 6 weeks. You know, I had reconstructive surgery on my jaw. I looked in the mirror, half of my jaw was in the back of my mouth, man. I couldn't believe it. But I'm still here for y'all right now, man. This is what I got to say right here, though.
Yeah. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
Hell yeah. Hey, DJ, bring that back.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that?
Hell yeah, hey DJ, bring that back.
How you ain't gon' cut? Girl, I'm me. I'm the guy. Reason you in VIP. CEO, you don't have to CID. I'm young, wild, and strapped like G.I. Lee. Blah! We ain't got nothing to worry about. Whoop ass, let security carry him out. Watch out for the medallion, my diamonds are reckless. Feels like a midget is hanging from my necklace. I pulled up with a million trucks. Looking, smelling, feeling like a million bucks. Pass the bottles, the heat is on. We in the huddle all smoking that Cheech and Chong. What's wrong? The club and the moon is full. And I'm looking for a thick young lady to pull. One sure shot way to get him out of them pants. Take note to the brand new dance like this. When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
Hell yeah, hey DJ, bring that back.
We just had Through the Wire. Pretty amazing as well that I read that, you know, you actually funded that video yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have done it for you for half price, by the way.
Oh, okay.
In case, just so you know, future. And Def Jam only cleared the sample, like, after it was all over MTV, man.
After the video was about to come out. That's how much they thought I was really going to come out. You know, like, so when you're self-made, a lot of times it's hard for you to listen to people after the fact. So I basically took my life into my own hands and got really good people around me to help facilitate it. And I took all the money I was making off of producing and put it towards my career.
Excellent stuff. Have you heard, this is weird, have you heard of Westlife?
What's that?
You don't want to. They're just, it just annoys me, man. There's a group, boy band group. Shouldn't really slate them on air. But the point I'm going to make is they basically just cover any old rubbish, right? They'll take Frank Sinatra songs, old songs, and they do phenomenally well. They kind of have nearly more number ones than the Beatles.
Wow.
The point I'm going to say is, it is very nice and refreshing to have someone like you here, and basically people we interview on The Rinse, who kind of make music cool, edgy, yet still sell millions of records.
Right.
So yeah. You haven't heard of Westlife?
No.
That's a good thing.
But I've heard of, they got the same name as me, though.
Yeah. I didn't even think about it. We're going to play a couple more bangers, right? Dead Prez, It's Bigger Than Hip Hop.
Yeah, the remix.
Okay.
I used to be in the studio with Dead Prez, and they showed me how to rap about positive issues and still make it sound cool. And after being in the studio with them so many times, one night I went home and I wrote Self-Conscious, and it just flew out of me like a freestyle. And that's how I really discovered what my niche would be.
Okay, and Jay-Z Encore straight after that.
Yeah.
It's still bigger than hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip. It's bigger than hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
One thing about music, when it's real, they get scared. Got a slave before the welfare. Ain't no food, clothes, or healthcare. I'm down for guerrilla warfare. All my niggas put your guns in the air. If you really don't care, skunk in the air. Make a nigga wanna buck in the air. From a bunk locked up in the jump in the air. Shit is real out here, don't believe these videos. This fake ass industry, gotta pay to get a song on the radio. Really though, DP's gon' let you know. It's just a game of pimps and hoes. And it's all about who you know, not who we are or how we grow. I rap about what I know, what I go through, what I've been through, not just for no dope. Even though the rent due, what I'm into ain't for no dope or just for fame. Everything must change, nothing remains the same. Sick of the same old thing, it's bigger than blame, blame.
If I feel it, I feel it. If I don't, I don't. If it ain't really real, then I probably won't. Rolling with my soldiers, live soldiers, ready to ride. For this real hip hop, y'all, I'm ready to die.
With the Brooklyn boys, so for one last time, I need y'all to roar. Now what the hell are you waiting for? After me, there should be no more. So for one last time, make some noise. Who you know fresher than Ho? Riddle me that. The rest of y'all y'all know where I'm lurking at. Can't none of y'all mirror me back. You hear me rap, it's like Angie rapping his prime. I'm Young H.O., rap's Grateful Dead. Back to take over the globe, now break bread. I'm in Boeing Jets, Global Express. Out the country, but the blueberries still connect. On the low, but the yacht got a triple deck. But when you young, what the f*** you spec? Yep, yep. Grand opening, grand closing. Damn your manhole, crack the can open again. Who you gonna find open a hand with no pen? Just draw inspiration. Who you gonna see? You can't replace him with cheap imitations for these generations. Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cook him the Brooklyn ball. So for one last time, I need y'all to roar.
What the hell are you waiting for?
Still here with Kanye West on the rinse. I mean, how much of a struggle would you say it was for you to get heard and get where you are today?
I mean, it's like if someone was working out to get in shape, and you go through all that work and you deal with pain, and sometimes your body's sore and you have to go through something, and then when you eventually win those bodybuilder championships, it makes it all worth it. And that's how it is. It's like a workout. It was a struggle. It was an uphill battle. The thing is, I always kept God first. I knew I had the potential, and I kept good people around me, and I learned from people. I haven't been talented. I'm not talented,
talented
at anything. Let me finish. I'm not talented at anything except for the ability to learn. So that means at 3 years old, I wasn't rapping the way I rap now. I learned it. I learned how to produce. I learned how to do videos. I have a basic creativity, but it comes from watching and soaking up different things. So I learned as I went along from being in the studio with Jay-Z and rapping. Like, I haven't written down anything for the past 5 years. All my raps are just in my head.
Ever times where you thought, I'm struggling?
I doubt all the time. You know, when you get those butterflies in your stomach, that's how you know you're gonna have a good performance. I doubt that I can make an album as good as The College Dropout, but I'll just try my best. And if I do make it, then I'm going to talk a lot of shit after I make it, because that's what I do also. But before I doubt and I talk shit, it's like all self-conscious people.
Okay. A lot of comparisons made to the Neptunes, which is, of course, not a bad thing. Obviously, I mean, you say that you rap better and Pharrell skates better. But anyway, forgetting that. Yeah. They kind of both recorded your debut album, re-recorded the debut albums. You've worked with so many underground and overground people. Common, Talib Kweli, Maze, Mobb Deep, Ludacris, and two late greats here. Dirk McGirt, RIP, and Rick James.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the Rick James track will ever surface?
Yeah, it will. It's on this artist named Bumpy Johnson that's out of Chicago. And Bumpy Johnson is going to be really successful, so you'll get a chance to hear it.
Okay. Yeah. Let's play two more. Dilated Peoples, another banger, This Way, and Alicia Keys. Tell me quickly about Alicia Keys, working with her.
I was a great experience, and it really put me on the map as an R&B producer, and she was the best person to come into the game with that with. She's so creative in the studio. I love her new video, Karma, and we just had a good time.
Cause I got a girlfriend. My freak girl told me now she a Christian. My white girl wanna move back to Michigan. Okay. I'm pulling girls off the bench like a six man. I'm in the club doing the same old two step, while I'm makers doing the same old two step. I had my money on my mind, I was thinking green. She a pledge, aka she was picking green. I want a good girl, she want a gentleman. Okay. We saying the same thing like a synonym. I wasn't really spitting game, I was scrimmaging. My penmanship so hard it needs censorship. I'm a Chicago wind till Chicago wins, till we blow like Chicago wind. I don't know what's better, getting laid or getting paid. I just know when I'm getting one, the others getting away.
Yeah. Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Kanye Tudor. Killing them, holler.
Take This is the waitress from the coffee house on 39th and Lennox. You know, the one with the braids. Yeah. Well, I see you on Wednesdays all the time. You come in every Wednesday on your lunch break, I think. And you always order the special with the hot chocolate. Look, man, I mean, I know girls don't usually do this, but I was wondering if maybe we could get together outside the restaurant one day. You know, 'cause I do look a lot different outside my work clothes.